Here she is, 89.1 WEMU, and here at this radio station, we know, understand, and value our dedicated volunteers. We couldn't have pledge drives or raise money without them, and that is true for a lot of nonprofits and smaller institutions. I'm David Fair, sitting with Arts Alliance President and CEO Deb Pollock, and we welcome you to this week's edition of Creative Impact, and good to have you back, Deb.
Yes, David, I'm happy to be here with our guest today and to talk about the models that many organizations work with, a combination of paid staff and volunteer staff.
And so, nobody runs a better volunteer model than the ARC in Ann Arbor.
That's absolutely true. So it's my pleasure to introduce Allison Reed, the house manager of the ARC.
Hi, Deb.
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
And then also Barb Schaefer Authier. Did I say that right?
No.
Darn,
that's
do it for me.
It's
Barb Schaefer Authier.
Oh, David. He's very good.
Who's the
I may never get it right again, but I got it that time.
The marketing manager for the ARC. And as I said, like most organizations, there's a combination of paid staff and volunteer staff. But the ARC really has taken this model and has used this model for a very long time with an outstanding volunteer program. And you really have kind of three core volunteer programs. Is that correct, Allison?
Yes. I would say three core, and then lots of little tendons that come off of those core to other things.
So what are those three core?
The largest contingent of volunteers at the ARC are club volunteers, and these are the folks who staff all of our front of house functions, essentially everything that happens when we're there for a show. We also then have a fantastic crew of volunteer sound techs. That's one of the things that surprises people the most about our model.
Yeah, I find that shocking.
It is. It's awesome and stunning, but all still surprising. And then we do have a board of directors, of course, who are volunteers as well.
And that's typical in most nonprofit organizations. They do have those board of director members that are all volunteer.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And then there's the load-in guy folks that do that too.
Sure.
That's right.
Yep.
So let's start with the tech folks, which is the most unusual, to actually have your sound technicians that are trained and go through a process. And who wants to talk about that a little bit?
I can talk about that a little bit. Our sound techs really and truly are almost entirely volunteers. We do have a staff person that's been added within the last year who is available as a tech manager, really to help with a lot of the advancing pieces, because we didn't have anyone on our professional staff who handles all of that lingo. The rest of the techs, though, who come in and run our soundboard, run our lights, and run an entire show from a tech perspective, are volunteers. And there's a block of lead techs who run shows by themselves and who are professionally skilled, and some of them are sound professionals in their work life outside of the ARC, and they volunteer with us as well. And then there's a whole secondary crew of support techs, assistant techs, and these are people who are building those skills, come in with a base, and aren't quite ready to do shows on their own. But it's a pretty amazing model that we have people who just do that.
From front of house to back of house, and maybe Barb, you can address this. There is a passion for music, and it doesn't seem to matter whether they're paid staff or whether they are volunteers, but everybody seems to have the same mission in putting forth the product on more than 300 shows a year at the ARC.
Absolutely. I mean, our entire volunteer crew, as well as our paid staff, are incredibly passionate about what the ARC does and understand the importance of being able to offer the live music experience that we can at the ARC. We promote music that isn't necessarily what's commercially mainstream, may not be artists that you're hearing on the radio, but we've got this community in Ann Arbor that's really passionate about that music, and our volunteers probably more than anyone else. I mean, we have volunteers that have been volunteering with the ARC for almost the entire length of the existence of the ARC, over 50 years.
And Allison, in all my times at the ARC, I've never run into a grumpy volunteer. Everybody is so happy and helpful. It is rather special. Is there a huge pool of volunteers that rotate through, and is there a lot of turnover that makes it hard to sustain? Or, as Barb mentioned, do you just have enough regulars to cover it?
Yes and yes and yes. All of those things happen.
We love three yeses.
So we have a very large crew that we consider active volunteers. Active is a fluid term because people's lives change. It's hard to say exactly how many there are, but we count them near 400. However, we are always accepting new volunteers, and we are always looking for volunteers. Even with that crew, I'm sometimes struggling to staff shows.
And passion for music, as Barb talked about, is certainly part of it, but that's not enough. You have to go through a program, I understand, to be a volunteer at the ARC for both the tech positions as well as the front of house?
Yes, a little slightly more formal for the tech positions. And for the front of house folks, everyone comes to an orientation. We used to call it training, but the reality is we have so much for people to learn, we can't possibly train in an opening session like that. It's a two-hour session where they come and they really kind of get the history and excitement, and then they come work shows with us and they learn on the job for the most part.
And once they've done it, they probably don't leave very quickly, right? They like to be a part of that pool moving forward.
Yes. I would say for the most part, people who really get enmeshed after their orientation, they tend to stick with us.
We certainly have people that come, they volunteer, maybe they're young professionals, then they have kids, so they step out of that volunteer role, they don't have that much time, but then they come back and volunteer later when that becomes an easier part of their life again. I mean, I myself started as a volunteer at the ARC.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about the ultra-successful volunteer program utilized to make the ARC such a special music venue in Ann Arbor. My co-host for Creative Impact is Deb Pollock of the Arts Alliance. Our guest today, the house manager at the ARC, Allison Reed, and the ARC's Barb Chaffer Authier. She serves as marketing director. And Deb wants to know, it's not my question, can you fire a volunteer?
It's the question I always get. Can you fire a volunteer?
You can indeed, and occasionally you have to, but luckily in our setting, it's very infrequent, but yes.
There is nothing free about a volunteer program. Costs associated with running the volunteer program, providing that training, and getting everybody on the same schedule. Well, the costs of benefits provided to them, what does that all add up to in your investment in a volunteer program?
Enormous. Our club volunteers alone, we were doing some numbers before we started here, but our club volunteers alone work in the neighborhood of 20,000 hours every year.
Wow.
Yes. And those are just the front of house volunteers.
So the IRS, David, if you didn't know this, the equivalent of $24 per hour.
I try never to say those words.
Well, what we're allowed to do in the nonprofit is we can equate about $24 per volunteer. And that gives an average. So that's somewhere around, with the staff and the tech folks, about $500,000 that the ARC is doing about that amount. Now imagine if you had to actually pay that out, it'd be enormous. And some organizations do in fact do that. But your model has existed now. The ARC is 52 years old?
53.
And this started way back when, and you mastered it.
Yeah. Well, and having professional staff on board devoted to volunteer, all the volunteer roles, makes a huge difference in that. We didn't always have someone in Allison's position as specifically managing the volunteers. We had someone maybe that did that part-time and did many other things. And so over the years, we've really streamlined that to be able to really have that volunteer program become more robust and have all the pieces of thanking them and making sure that their experience is more than just what they give to the ARC, but the ARC's giving back as well.
What do you find, Allison, are the key ingredients to a great volunteer program?
So passion, I think, roots the entire thing. There has to be passion from the person who is the volunteer administrator. There has to be passion from the moment the volunteer contacts you to ask about volunteering, and making connections in bringing them in and acquainting them in our setting with the history and what's been growing for so long at the ARC, and really tying them in that way. And I think it all boils down to passion. That's why people are interested in volunteering with us.
Allison, I want to ask you, obviously the idea behind music presentation is to create a life experience. Has a volunteer shared a personal experience with you that perhaps stood out as something you did not expect them to garner from the opportunity to volunteer?
Oh, gosh. I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Well, maybe I can turn it over to Barb. Barb, you said you started out as a volunteer and now you're staff. So tell us how that transition took place. Obviously, it got you.
Sure. I mean, I was a student at U of M in the 80s and I used to go to shows. And so when I moved back to Ann Arbor in 99, I thought, this is a place that I want to spend some time. And I was doing a lot of volunteering around town, but the ARC really drew me in because there was so much opportunity to really feel like you were doing something. You might show up to usher an event and get drawn into working on a project that the office staff needed to have done. I mean, it was always feeling like your role there mattered more than just that night, but it was an ongoing thing. And so I worked full-time at the university and was there part-time in the evenings. And it just kind of was one of those things. A position came open and I thought, yeah, this is a place I really want to work, because I felt that the mission of the organization was something that I wanted to always support. And I wouldn't have known that. I mean, I worked in student affairs. I didn't have any background in outside of a university setting, being nonprofit, but nonprofit in that way, or working in music venues. So the volunteering was really what opened my eyes to say, hey, this is a career I could have when I don't want to be at the university. Yeah, absolutely. And I met my husband there.
So it was really life-changing.
There's the best experience, Holly. You did have an answer. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and our time together has regretfully come to an end. But I would like to thank you for the time, like to share. And Allison, one last thing. If people would like to volunteer, how do they get in touch with you?
The easiest thing to do is to start on our website, thearc.org. There is a whole set of pages about volunteering with us. Email is a good way to do it, or give us a call. Call the office and talk to us, and we'll tell you how to get me.
Well, thank you. And once again, that is Allison Reed, the house manager at the Arc in Ann Arbor, and Barb Chaffer, author. Thank you very much for your time as well.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
One of Ann Arbor's fabulous institutions, the Arc. It's well known all over the United States. Thank you for sharing your time with us and a bit of the story.
And there's a reason for that, and a large part of it is volunteers.
Absolutely.
That is Deb Pollack, the president and CEO of the Arts Alliance, and my co-host for Creative Impact on WEMU. So until next week, Deb, take it easy.
Yes, and we'll be back. Thank you so much.
I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.